The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Jill, it was another huge night on Married at First Sight.
That's right. Some crazy antics going on. And we're very lucky this morning to be talking to relationship expert from the show, John Aiken. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, guys. Look, it's I'm exhausted after watching last night, the drama that's going on between Dean and Davina.
Well, it is just crazy.
Something I wanted to go into with you was Dean and Davina, because basically Dean is, I feel like he's been a bit of a hothead here. He thinks he knows better than the experts. He feels he should have been matched up with Davina. Did you have a hand in the matches at the early stages, like before, I guess, the you know, when you were lining all the couples up?
Oh, yeah. We're all over it. Our fingerprints are on every single match that we make. You know, we base it on science. We do a lot of testing. And then when we put them in the experiment, the fact is we don't know which way they're going to go. Some do very well. Others fall apart. Now, Dean, stay tuned, because he has some major revelations over the next two episodes that will leave you speechless.
Because I feel like he's just being such a sneak right now. Like, he's saying one thing to Tracy, then he's texting Davina behind her back and then basically having meetups with Davina. Like, it's kind of, I'm cringing watching, like, for Tracy. Like, she does irritate me a little bit, but at the same time you're going, mate, you can't do that to somebody. And this is on TV. Like, surely you know you're going to get found out.
That's right. I mean, you know, we've never seen this before in the experiment. Typically when you match them up, they stay together. And if they don't want to go further, they leave the experiment. But what these two are doing, they're trying to create a relationship within the experiment. And, you know, it's there's a lot of fallout. People are going to get hurt. But also, what you're going to find is that the group itself are very unhappy once they find out about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
considering
there's some real fallout to all of this.
Yeah, I bet there is. I mean, the other thing, I think, Davina making Ryan get that tat, which is basically of her, I'm like, mate, what are you doing?
Well, she didn't make him.
Well,
he kind of,
no,
he
sort of, yeah, I know. But, like, so early on, like, we always
know.
It's a very risque thing to get your partner's name tattooed on you.
Yes. And that's one of the fascinations with the show, is that you see people do things differently when they start to take a relationship on. Some really fall hard and fast. Others are a slow burn. Then you've got some scandal going on where boundaries are crossed and there's betrayal. So all sorts of things can occur within it. And that's why I think people get invested, because they've either experienced it or watched it happen somewhere in their lives.
And what are we thinking about John this season? Is he actually going to find love? Because we were all left a little bit heartbroken last season watching him he was kind of stomped all over. And we're like, oh, mate.
It didn't work out well. And as the experts, we had to put up our hands and say we could do better.
Yep.
We heard some feedback. We went searching. We found somebody who we think is a really strong match for him. And it's turning out to be a real love story. But they're taking it very slowly versus some of the others.
Yeah.
But a lot of positive signs for them.
That's good.
Do you feel weird when you watch it and you see them already jumping the gun and going, oh, I love you so much? And you're like, guys, come on, you've known each other a week.
Yeah, when I first started doing the show, I got all excited about that. But now when they say it, I generally say, well, you know, just wait, because some of these couples that go great guns early fizzle out. And you can't really be sure early impressions just how well they're going to do.
Something that's been a ton of fun on the show is the Yes Week. So putting all the power in the hands of one half of the relationship. Is this something that you would encourage couples try, like, you know, outside of the show in the real world?
Yeah, absolutely. I often get couples to do this in private practice.
Really?
They get stuck in the ways where one person will say, look, I'm in control here. I can't have my routines interrupted. I want to make all the decisions. And so what you do is you flick it around and say, okay, well, for this week, you're going to say yes and let your partner influence you, because there's a lot of research that says, you know, when you can allow someone to influence you and create a culture of compromise, then the relationship goes very well. And so we do that in the experiment, and we pick the people that really struggle with it, and we get them to say yes all the time.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating watching the couples where the person who's in control basically takes it pretty easy, but then the other couples where the person in control just absolutely takes the mickey, just goes overboard with power.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what you want to see. You want to see what does actually happen when one person is allowed to have a voice.
Yeah.
When they're allowed to take control. Some people really run with it and others are sort of pretty much the same. It's hard to tell. But it's one of the many little strategies that we throw into the mix in this experiment that, you know, we might use in, you know, a real-life setting with some of the couples I see in private practice.
Yeah, it's fascinating to watch. And like you say, a lot of it is so relatable and you're kind of on the outside world going, oh, my God, that was me in high school. Married at First Sight returns, Channel 9 tonight, 7:30. John, thank you for joining us for a chat.
It's buckle up because this dinner party is a cracker.
Oh, bring it on.
Thanks, John.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.